Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany defended President Trump after pretty widespread criticism of his announcement that even though there is no evidence that the drug hydroxychloroquine either treats or prevents COVID-19, he is taking it to stave off the illness. Here's the president yesterday.
Yeah, I've taken it for about a week and a half now, and I'm still here.
Dr. Stephen Nissen is the chief academic officer of the Miller Family Heart, Vascular, and Thoracic Institute at the Cleveland Clinic. Doctor, is there any evidence that this drug can prevent COVID-19?
There's no evidence yet. There are studies underway, but there's no proof that the drug actually can prevent or treat COVID-19 illness.
Let's be clear, because after the president suggested months ago that it could treat the illness, a man took what he thought was a form of chloroquine, it was not, and he died. And his wife said he took it because the president said to. What are your concerns about the president now saying that he's taking hydroxychloroquine as a preventive?
Well, we are concerned that patients will act on this information. The drug is out there. It's widely available. Some of it was hoarded when this first came up. And it's important for the public to understand that hydroxychloroquine has adverse effects. It can cause heart rhythm disturbances, and those heart rhythm disturbances can actually be lethal.
Well, a recent study with nearly 400 patients with COVID-19 who were being treated at Veterans Administration centers found there were more deaths among the patients who were given hydroxychloroquine than those who didn't take it. Some studies have been stopped because of, as you said, this fatal reaction having to do with heart issues. There are studies ongoing. And there is a study at the University of Minnesota looking at whether hydroxychloroquine can prevent the coronavirus as opposed to treating. And a professor there told USA Today there's no data that this pre-exposure use can prevent COVID-19. They're continuing the study, but right now they see no evidence. So the president, we know, has heart disease and is also has obesity. Do you have concerns there?
Well, look, it's between the president and his physicians whether he takes it. The problem is when you make a public announcement, the public will take that at face value, and they may act on that information. And we don't want people taking hydroxychloroquine, particularly if they have heart disease, but even if they don't. This is a serious drug. It's used primarily in the U.S. to treat rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. And the reason the FDA keeps it on the market is because those are serious disorders where the benefits likely exceed the risks. But the most common reason why drugs are taken off the market is the kind of heart rhythm disturbance that hydroxychloroquine can produce. And so we don't want people taking this without good evidence because it can be a fatal reaction.
Well, and as you mentioned, it also keeps the drug, because people are hoarding it and stockpiling, it keeps it from people who need it. We're going to be speaking in the program to a woman with lupus who can't get the drug because it's being, you know, stockpiled, bought up. And then there are the health concerns. Now, we should say the White House physician said just what you said, that they approved the president taking this because the potential benefits outweighed the risks. We know the president has had contact with people in the White House who have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Your thoughts on that? I mean, it would be speculation.
Well, I don't agree that the benefits are likely to exceed the risks. If everybody that's been exposed to the virus were to take hydroxychloroquine, we would have a huge number of people taking it, and we would see an outbreak of this heart rhythm disturbance that is known to occur with hydroxychloroquine. So I think it's important for the public to just take a deep breath and wait. Let's see what the evidence shows, and if it shows benefit, I will be the first to say, great. But in the absence of scientific evidence of a benefit, this is entirely speculation, and the risks are very well known. Just a couple of weeks ago, when I was in the coronary intensive care unit, a patient with rheumatoid arthritis taking the drug came in, and had a series of heart rhythm disturbances that were very nearly lethal, required multiple cardiac shocks, was a very close call. I don't want that to happen to large numbers of Americans who might misunderstand the benefits and start taking this type of drug.
Dr. Stephen Nissen, Chief Academic Officer of the Miller Family Heart, Vascular, and Thoracic Institute at the Cleveland Clinic, thank you so much.
My pleasure.